is TJ Riggins Overtime.
Oh, this is a great, heartwarming story. There's a 43-year-old inmate in Georgia who has been caught trying to smuggle stuff into the jail, smuggle stuff in his person. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see what the harm was. It was just two vape canisters.
What?
Four syringes, one vape cartridge, three batteries, one cigarette lighter, 64 grams of marijuana, and I guess a partridge in a pear tree. All of that in his person.
64 grams of marijuana?
Yeah, I don't know how much that is because I'm American.
That's a lot of weed to be in your person, along with four syringes and...
a lighter, three batteries, two vape canisters. Hey, man, that's a party.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime.
I saw something crazy the other day. A boy, boyfriend and girlfriend are, how do I say this? He gets her phone and looks up something on ChatGPT on her phone.
Yeah.
And he realizes he's seeing his own text message conversations in ChatGPT. And what he concludes is that when they were having a text argument, she was copying and pasting his responses into ChatGPT so it would give her advice about how to respond. And he goes, I thought it was weird for the last couple of weeks when we would have an argument, she would say things like, I see your point and I understand why you feel that way. But here, and she goes, he thought, she's doing really well in these arguments, but it turns out she was just copying and pasting. She said she needed inspiration.
Yeah, I've seen that happening a lot. That's a trend now. To be doing that.
I don't picture you and your wife arguing over text message.
No.
That just seems like a young person thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're really having a sincere argument as an adult, you're just going to pick up the phone and call them. Right. Or we'll handle this when we get home. It's just not the preferred type of communication for that.
And I can't imagine getting into an argument when we're not in the same place to begin with.
Exactly.
You know, like if she called up and said, you know, you did this, or text me and said, why did you do da 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 da? You're right. I would say, well, talk about that when I get home from work, or I'll call you as soon as I get a chance or whatever. But no.
It rarely goes beyond her texting you a picture of the pantry with the light you left on.
Right.
And making some snarky comment about, oh, you struck again.
Yeah. Or if I've been, you know, really joking hard about her one morning on the show or whatever, and then she'll go, what is today, Bash Jody Day? What is it, Bash Jody Day? She'll send something like that.
You should put that into ChatGPT and see what it responds to. Actually, it is not Bash Jody Day. It is just a part of my job. Yeah. I'm poking fun at the person I love the most.
I understand, and I see your point.
I would totally see right through that. If I got a response like that, I'd go, that's not you. You don't talk like that.
Yeah, and I'm not going to say that if I don't. You know, why just give lip service to something? Just like saying, do you respect my opinion? Not if it's completely idiotic. No, I don't. Just because you got an opinion doesn't mean I have to respect it. Not talking about my wife, but in other people. Like, well, but you got to respect his opinion. No, I don't. Not if it's dangerous.
So you'll never just like, you know, all the politicians say, we got to turn down the temperature. You never try to do that in an argument, even if you know you're right?
Yeah, I will. But I'm not going to say I accept something that I don't.
See, I totally would. I'm doing it in a second.
Not me.
Get you off my back for a second.
Mm-mm.
This is TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
TJ, you patched a tire a couple weeks ago.
Plugged it.
Which they don't recommend anymore. They say, you got to get a patch. Don't plug it.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten the tire fixed?
It's fixed. I fixed it.
With the plug. And the plug is still in there.
Exactly.
Do you know the world's largest tire manufacturer? There's a lot of options.
Michelin.
It is not Michelin. It is Lego. Lego. They make more tires than any manufacturer in the world.
Because the tires are rubber. They're regular, just tiny tires.
They're just plastic. Yeah. But they are real tires. They make 318 million of them a year, outweighing anybody else.
Yeah.
So Lego.
But they're foreign.
They are foreign.
They ain't American tars.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.
So I found this article the other day, and it's from Jefferson County, Alabama, which is the Birmingham area. Mm-hmm. And it's about the restaurants and the places that serve food having bad health reviews, mm-hmm. Health scores. And some of these things are just ridiculous. I mean, you can mark people up for the slightest little thing, like this Jersey Mike's place in Hoover, it says, scored low because the restaurant's food permit had expired.
Ooh.
That doesn't mean it's dirty, though. Light fixtures and ceiling vent covers were dusty, things like that. Okay.
All right.
I get it. But then there was another one. You go down, and it is Food Mart Chevron, which, you know, it's one of those southern places where they serve food, have a little cafeteria-looking section, I guess, and it's a convenience store. I mean, this is just the slightest little infraction that they got marked off for. Bottled and canned drinks were stored in a bathroom, quote, directly next to unflushed toilets.
Oh. No. No.
Who thinks that's okay anyway? No matter, I mean, I get you're struggling for storage space.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
And who goes in there to use the restroom and doesn't say, why are there canned drinks in here?
Nobody's going to say anything. I feel like adding that little fact about the unflushed toilet was somebody just being catty. There's dookie in that toilet also. By the way, there was dookie in that
but
toilet.
But I'm thinking that adds an aspect of, you know,
filth.
Yeah, because of the particles in the air and all of that. Or it also would mean it's stored in a room that is so nasty people don't want to touch the handle of the toilet.
Yeah. Oh, brother, that's not good. You can't do that.
Mm-mm.
I'll eat at Jersey Mike's, I think.
And then it just goes in, down and it says there was, quote unquote, residue on the walls.
Oh, residue.
They just, we don't even know what to call that. Let's just call it residue.
There's a residue.
That just fits in, excuse me, into the residue category.
Ooh, There was a residue on it.
I'll have the number 5 residue with fries.
Welcome to the new TJ Riggins Overtime. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
Okay, I've got something to add to the ever-growing list of reasons why I don't want to be in St. Louis. You know, they got slammed, big snowstorm, and there was a guy who got stuck in the storm, in the snow, and a good Samaritan came along in an SUV and pulled him out, got him unstuck and everything. And then the good Samaritan pulled a gun on him and robbed him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Turns out he's not such a good Samaritan.
No, not at all. That's the worst Samaritan.
But would it be worth it to you to either be stuck with your money and stuff on you or be unstuck and have somebody take your money?
It's a tough question for me.
You wouldn't want to be stuck or anything. I would not.
Get me home.
Get TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins Overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
I don't have a lot of experience hunting or fishing. I can't even bait a hook. Actually, can bait a hook. I learned how to do it here on this show.
Yep, you did.
But I don't do either of those things. But one of my favorite new YouTube channels is the Lionfish Extermination Corp. And that's all they do. They post content of them hunting down these lionfish, which are an invasive species.
Yeah.
That they say was caused by the pet industry. People trying to put lion, which is a crazy looking fish. It's got these huge scales and fins, rather, all over itself. It's pretty, but, and you can eat them, but they said they were released into the wild. Now it's an invasive species. So all they do all day with these spears, bing, 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 and they're puncturing them and taking them up to the surface and eating them.
That's really cool.
It is really cool. If they find a smaller one, they'll swim around the reef and feed it to eels and stuff, like on the on the fork or whatever they're using. So it's kind of cool.
And where are they doing this?
I believe in Florida.
Yeah.
I believe it
sounds like a Florida thing.
Maybe. But that's all they do. And they stuff them down in the little bag. The Lionfish Extermination Corporation. What have you ever caught like a huge fish, TJ?
Yeah.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught?
Probably about 12 pounds.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I'm from Louisiana, so I caught a big gar one time.
It was a gar.
Yeah, it was huge like that.
They, the Goliath carp, I think is what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
I saw videos of that. People are catching those on hooks and stuff like that. They're the size of sharks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not messing with the ocean or anything on the water anymore. I'm scared of it.
Yeah, would you do that crossbow fishing?
What's that?
It's, you got a crossbow and it's got on the arrow, it's got a line attached to it. And when you see them swimming in the shallow water, you shoot them with that thing and it goes basically spears them without having to throw the spear. The bow does it. The crossbow does it itself.
I'd rather do that than stand there fishing all day.
Yeah.
Just get it done. If we're out here to catch fish, I want to just spear it.
Yeah. I mean, that would be fun, I think. To be doing that.
You never did any of those things where you'd electrocute fish and they all float up to the surface?
I didn't.
Why? Is that a bad question?
But I know somebody who did.
Is it illegal?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, highly. Even in Louisiana. That's how you know something's illegal, is if it's illegal in Louisiana.
Even there.
Then, I mean, the last state to make 21 the legal drinking age, and they went kicking and screaming into that.
You can pepper spray a puppy, but you can't electrocute fish.
It just ain't fair. It ain't fair.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage. You can watch TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the homepage, TJRiggins.com.
You know, I don't think Matthew McConaughey, is all he's cracked up to be.
Yeah.
He seems like a nice guy, but now he's running out. You know, he was running out with the Texas football team, like running out of the tunnel.
Yeah.
He's everywhere all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think it's a little eye roll for me.
Sure.
But my brother said, hey, have y'all tried his tuna salad recipe? And I made it over the break. It's very good. So I'll give him that. It's very good. It's a lot of ingredients. It was good. Italian dressing. Chopped up pickles, jalapeno chips, corn. I mean, it's like kind of everything in it, but it was really good. And wasabi paste.
Yeah. I'm not much on tuna or wasabi paste.
You don't even like a tuna sandwich? No. Really?
Mm-mm. I get the canned salmon instead of the tuna.
Canned salmon.
Salmon in the can.
Is it good?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, yeah, no, I got to give him credit for that one.
Okay, good.
Get TJ Riggins overtime anytime at the new TJRiggins.com homepage.